Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Lauren.
855-450-3733. Or you can give us a call on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm on Skype. All you have to do is send over a contact request, and then you can call us. And usually the audio is quite a bit better on Skype. I don't know of other radio programs that are letting people call in on Skype, but Free Talk Live does, so there you go. 855-450-FREE. Going back to Socrates von Hayek, we were talking about vaccines here, and so do you have something else, sir?
I do. I wanted to switch gears slightly to Liberty Forum.
Okay.
Cool.
My co-host, I host a show called Unity Evolved, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with a guy that goes by Liberty Phoenix.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love that man.
Oh, I know. He actually let me know that you specifically, Lauren, are hosting a panel on polyamory. Is this true?
It is true. Rob Mathias, my best friend in the whole world, and I are hosting the polyamory panel.
How can I get on in this? I've been practicing polyamory for 15 years. I'd love to get the planning on this.
Yeah, send me a message. That would be super cool to get you involved in that. Because, you know, Rob has his... group of people that he's with, and, you know, I'm just doing the single thing. And if you've been doing this for 15 years, it'll be great to get a really super good broad perspective on it, because I'll kind of be talking about what it's like, how you can still be polyamorous and single. And, you know, Rob will be able to talk about the ins and outs of dealing with his various relationships, and you can talk about experience and all the things you've been through.
I bet. You bet. So I'll message you on Facebook, I guess?
Yes, definitely. Lauren Nicole.
All right. I will do. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for the
call. I just put that on air. Now people are going to shock me.
There's going to be a bunch of that. The polyamory thing is always sort of very interesting. It seems to be a growing movement. I think that it's certainly not for everyone, but it's kind of interesting to hear about. Nothing else. Let's go to, is it Pemper? Is it Pimper? Free Talk. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was thinking about that.
This is Pimper.
Vaccines dilemma.
Yep.
That you guys were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Like, two vaccines or not two?
Yeah, this is specifically flu vaccines. I think that they're in a sort of a different class from the rest of the vaccines. But, yeah, go ahead.
I disagree. I think nowadays people underestimate the power of organisms in this, and how they'll evolve to survive. Like Monsanto, you know, had all those crops that grow poison inside of them, and now all those bugs are immune to poison, and they are that way because you tried to eradicate them. The same thing with the polio or the flu or anything else when you try to...
But what about smallpox? Eradicated. Polio, nearly eradicated.
Were they, though?
Were they? Well, I mean, you don't see any cases of polio in the U.S., thank goodness. Very few places.
But how do we know that they didn't just spawn into a different disease and just evolve polio?
Well, whatever they did, they're not crippling people like they were.
I'm sure there's still, they don't call it polio, but they have a disease that's exactly like polio, same symptoms, and it's actually worse.
What is it?
I don't remember the name of it.
Oh,
it's one of those new technical terms.
But yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, like, the thing about vaccines is I think they generally do what they say they're going to do as far as, you know, protecting you against the particular disease, but it's difficult to know what else they do. I also don't like that the drug companies aren't held responsible financially for any problems that may occur. They don't have to pay out a court case if the vaccine is found. As a matter of fact, you can't even sue. They have immunity on it. So it's just a real mess as far as that goes.
Well, that's the most honest thing they do. I mean, you're basically going to them and saying, intentionally infect me, please. I mean, they can't guarantee that. They have to tell you. I mean, there's no sane way of saying, here, give me a virus, and then, oh, you were responsible for what happened. Of course, that's what you ask them to do, is to injure you.
Well, in many cases, these viruses are dead, and they really can't do anything. These are just, you know, the antibodies are built up in that manner. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but...
Well, certain dead viruses lead to... different types of bacterium too. So, I mean,
what does that mean?
Certain viruses
lead to certain types of bacteria. What does that mean?
So when you have a virus that's affecting the body in a certain way, killing certain organisms, and they decay a certain way. It's like a hospital. You sanitize everything, so now you have all kinds of bacteria that's just immune to everything.
Yeah, I think that's an issue. I don't know if it's the same issue for vaccines as it is for, say, antibiotics, but hospitals are, well, I mean, you know, there's sick people all over the place in hospitals, so they're very dirty places as far as that goes. Thanks for the call, 855-450.
By the way, Mark, the polio-like disease that he's talking about is enterovirus D68.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
There you go. Well, you know, one thing I know is polio was crippling people back in, you know, before there was a vaccine. And the JCs, with whom I have done some work, actually the Rotary Club, has, you know, they've taken on polio and had a great deal of success in sort of beating it back. It's almost completely eradicated. There's a few countries way out in the wilderness that still have it, but largely gone. So let's go on with this this article here regarding what happened with this foster mom who doesn't want to get flu vaccines for her family. And the state of Washington is threatening to take away a two-week-old foster child that she's been taking care of. And here she is, Miss Smith is her name. I've done a lot of research on it, and I don't like some of the side effects that it has, she said. Smith says that she's worried about mercury in the vaccine and its effects on the brain. She doesn't want her or her five children exposed to that, even if it means losing the little one. I've thought about this a lot, said Smith. Unfortunately, I have to think about our kids who are in the house first, and to me, they're more important, their safety, than trying to fight this, to fight to keep this little guy. Among the alarming vaccine ingredients that Ms. Smith referred to is thimerosal, a drug stabilizer that contains the compound, whatever, mercury, a known neurotoxin. Now, again, poison is in the dose. I think that's important to know that there's... I just had my water tested not too long ago. There's strychnine in it, but not so much strychnine that it's a problem. They have a tolerable limit for strychnine. And they have a box here that looks like it might be a vaccine box, and it does say each dose contains the... preservative thimerosal, mercury derivative 25 mcgs, whatever those might be, mercury dose. So anyway, I don't know if that's... Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I thought thimerosal had been removed from all vaccines, but apparently not. Flu shots, like the ones listed above, are responsible for a host of neurological disorders and other serious side effects, according to the DOJ's report on the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which settles vaccine injury claims since the drug makers are legally blameless by Congress for over half of the compensatory claims handled between... basically in 2013. They were for adverse reactions to flu vaccines. The injuries, they've got a whole list of injuries here that they include, and I'm not going to read.
That's the thing. You don't need the injuries. I mean, a lot of people, I don't like when people start to make arguments with, like, injuries they've gotten. Why don't you just look at the things that are in it? That should be enough. That's a good enough argument. Don't list off all of these injuries. Those could be attributed to anything. It weakens your argument.
I suppose that's the case, but one time I asked somebody when I said that the sickest I've ever been from a flu vaccine is, how many times do I have to get the flu vaccine to prove to you that the flu vaccine makes me sick? He said 20.
Of course it makes you sick.
23. I have to get sick 23 times in order to prove this guy my experience.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about what's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Lauren.
855-450-FREE. Let's go right to the Skype call. So we got Liberty Phoenix.
Yay!
Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Liberty!
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing? I know like people hate it when someone asks, how are you doing? But guess what? I'm going to do it because I really need it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know. Is your bunions okay?
Oh, yeah. They're fine.
All right. You guys were talking about the vaccines and everything. And
yeah.
When I was during my military service, we'd always get, you know, the nasal shots every single year.
Nasal shots? What the hell?
Yeah, well, not shots, but the nasal mist, I should say.
Okay.
It was like clockwork, and it was like, always...
Did they give you a shot in your nose?
Yeah, that's sick.
Oh, my God.
It's that new one. It's better than crocodile.
Okay.
No matter what would happen, every single time that we would get these the nasal mists, we'd have to go out into the field, and it'd be for, you know, sometimes up to 4 or 5 days, and it's in the middle of the winter. And every single time, by the time we'd all get back to the reserve unit, at least 4 or 5 guys had, you know, collapsed from exhaustion. You got guys puking all over the place. It was every single time. I guess they really just don't understand the concept of, you know, building immunities versus, you know, destroying them so that you get even worse.
Yep.
But the main issue that I have with the idea of whether or not you should or should not get vaccinated is that I can't really trust any of the studies, because I guess the majority of those studies that are cited, in my opinion, just aren't credible because they've been funded by one think tank or another.
Yep. That's my issue.
Yeah, there's just not enough hard, true evidence that I can make a true decision, because I can't trust any of them because they're all government bodies and they're known for corruption.
And the goalpost moves on the claims by the sort of vaccine deniers, too. I mean, I think that there's critique to be had on all sides here, right? Like, for instance, you know, once the vaccines remove thimerosal, then it's something new, and, it's difficult to know. I think each individual has to sort of make that decision for themselves. I've taken the flu vaccine. I've gotten very ill as a result. I'm of the opinion that, you know, that's from my son, who is, you know, genetically half like me. You know, I'm not going to take those risks. And
would you let your son play with kids who had chicken pox?
I wouldn't willingly put him right in with kids that have chicken pox. No.
That's the whole, you know, the whole wives thing. You know, they get all the kids together that have chicken pox. They all get it when they're young. You don't have to worry about them dying when they get older.
Yeah, I wouldn't have them juggle knives either.
My mother did that. It worked for me. I got it while I was young, and it really wasn't that bad, and I barely even remember having it.
See, that's something that you know, there's hard evidence to prove that method of parenting or of protecting your children from diseases, it works, because it's we've got a litany of hard evidence of human knowledge to go and back that up. These studies, I just don't put enough faith in them.
There you go. And that's, I think in a free country, that's just sort of what we have to deal with. I mean, you know, some people are hard line science on this one. I tend to err on the side of science, but my personal experience matters to me.
Wait, what free country?
Liberty, you're awesome.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
I love that man. He is awesome.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the government kind of gets in the middle of this, and it creates all kinds of problems. So when you have for instance, if you opened a private school, Lauren, and you said that every kid that goes to that private school...
We talked about this on Penn in my interview.
They had to take a vaccine. They had to be vaccinated in order to go to the school.
I'm cool with that.
I think that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, it's
a private... Somebody in the marketplace coming up with how they want to run their business, and I can see why other people would want to be on board with that.
Yeah. And just no force.
And
I mean,
the problem is,
don't force me when I'm paying your freaking checks.
You're right.
When I'm writing your checks, don't tell me what to do.
That's what happens in the public school system, where everybody has to get vaccinated, unless you have a religious or philosophical, some places have philosophical exemptions. And then at that point, what's the point in mandating it? Okay, well, I don't have a philosophical exemption. What are we expecting here?
You know, who has to mandate things that are actually good? I mean, that right there makes me nervous. I mean,
Which side of the road to drive on.
If it's so great, why do we have to mandate it? Well, no. You know what? People would naturally drive on one side of the road. And you know what's so screwed up about the whole thing? Is that we're not even driving on the correct side of the road.
Which is the correct side? You think the English side is the way to do it?
Well, at least it makes sense.
Why does it make sense?
Because that way everybody knows and we're not all screwed up when we try and drive in some other country.
I see. Well,
at least let's all do it the same way.
I think most of the world drives on the side. If you're using the argumentum ad populum where most of the world does something, I believe that it's actually the way the U.S. drives is the most common one. Also, you have to consider that that's the way they drive in Mexico and Canada, directly adjacent countries. So, I think even down in Belize, it's the same. It's the same. And that's an English protectorate on the mainland North America. So it makes sense that if you can drive a car there, that they would all be on the same side.
You know what, Mark? People would figure it out. It's not that complicated. And I still believe that people have brains in there somewhere.
Somewhere. I think that. As far as the public school situation goes, it's a difficult situation when you try you put all these kids together and then you tell them they've got to be vaccinated unless they've got a religious or philosophical exemption. That's just going to fall apart. The system doesn't work. If you want to do it in your private school, that's fine. If you don't want to vaccinate your family, I think that as long as you've thought about it, it's your business and not mine. I think that you probably should have a conversation with other families that maybe your kids play around, and they can make decisions as to, who's going to play where or whatever.
It's their responsibility, the responsibility of these kids that have been vaccinated, to ask the parents of the kids that they're playing with, have your kids been vaccinated? And then you need to make a decision. I mean, this is called Be an Adult. I talked about this on my panel, the Be an Adult movement. Grow up. Stop making everybody required to do things so that you don't have to think.
Yeah, I think that most libertarian types, most liberty-oriented folks are going to say that, they wouldn't use the government to force people to get vaccines, whether they agree with vaccines or not. And I know that the liberty movement tends to be quite split on this particular issue. So there you go. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Matt calling in from New Jersey. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm just calling in to let you know that I'm not vaccinated.
How old are you?
29 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Please stick around. I want to talk to you.
Hold the line.
You got it.
Lauren wants to talk to you. 855-450-3733.
Oh, this is going to be good.
450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but we've been kind of doing the vaccine thing here tonight.
Yeah, that was the thing.
You know, it's one of those topics on Free Talk Live that it brings them out. So there you go. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Lauren.
If you're going to do your online shopping, why not do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com? We've got major retailers there, including Amazon.com, where you can do your shopping. And when you click on those links, bookmark those links, and use those links every single time, the purchases that you make, Free Talk Live gets a little spiff, gets a little bonus on them. And it's the same price, the same service, same everything that you normally get. It's just an extra click to help us spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. And we appreciate it if you use it at shop.freetalklive.com. Matt just called in. He's 29 years old and has never been vaccinated. He's walking around like a filth-filled pariah, infecting us all.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, if you're vaccinated, what do you have to worry about?
There you go.
But isn't what do you think of the herd immunity theory?
You know, I've only recently heard about that herd immunity. I'm not so sure how to feel about it. If you get everyone vaccinated and then everyone's immune,
Well, the idea is that, you know, enough people are vaccinated that the disease doesn't have the opportunity to sort of spread, I guess. You know, that it, essentially it's blocked in enough that it doesn't have anywhere to go.
And that, I guess that's based on the assumption that the vaccine is going to work 100% of the time.
No, I don't think it is based on that assumption. Vaccines don't work 100% of the time.
That's why the more people that are vaccinated, the better chance it is that that it'll be working, because the people around whose vaccines are working, and, you know, it's this really complicated thing that sounds ridiculous. But anyway, what's your opinion?
So growing up unvaccinated is only half the story. My father was a chiropractor, and we lived very healthy lives growing up. Okay. Chiropractic care is definitely the other side of that coin, 50% not getting the vaccines and 50% having been taken care of by a chiropractor my whole life.
So is this sort of handling with spinal adjustments, that kind of thing? Is that what the chiropractic you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of chiropractors these days do a lot of different things. They do the sort of, you know, supplements and all kinds of stuff. So they branched out a bit.
That's a good point. It's funny. There was a commercial for a spinal doctor while I was waiting. I thought that was kind of a funny coincidence.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It must have been a local station commercial, because it would, unless they're selling something nationally that they could do. But Free Talk Live being a national show, you're going to have different ads airing in different iterations of the show.
National show.
160 stations.
I was wondering. Wow, that's a lot. I was wondering how many times you've been sick, and was it any different than other people?
Yeah, do you get sick more often, less often, or about as often as anybody else?
Yeah, and is your sickness different?
Growing up, comparatively to kids my age, I was the healthiest person I knew and the healthiest person all of my friends knew. I never got sick. I got sick maybe once a year with a cold. It would last a day or two, and I'd be over it.
I hear this all the time from the unvaccinated, like parents of unvaccinated kids, and I hear this from people who haven't been vaccinated. They always claim to sort of be healthier than everybody else. I mean, I wonder whether it's sort of perception, and other times I wonder whether vaccines in some way compromise an immune system. I just don't know.
I am so glad you called. You are proving my points right now, and it's just great.
Confirmation bias. Everybody loves that crap.
You know, I'm somebody that tries to stay level-headed about things, but when I find evidence that I'm right, I get a little happy about it. So.
Well, it's anecdotal evidence at best. You have to be,
true.
You have to be honest with yourself.
Well, go back. Well, get out of here and come back with some science, Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I would love to interview him. If you're listening, Matt, you should add me on Facebook, because I really want to interview somebody.
You're doing this interview program of yours. Speaking of level-headed, I have probably the most level-headed person I know on Skype. Calling in, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, former Sunday show, Free Talk Live show host, calling in, probably to correct some mistake I've made. Dr.
Hey, Mark, and hey, Lauren.
Hi,
going?
Hi, Stephanie.
Cool. So Mark actually sent me a message. This is a little bit inside baseball here, but Mark actually said, can you call in if it gets stupid? And, I wasn't sure if it was quite to the point where it was getting stupid, actually, like the last caller, but I did want to call in because I had some thoughts about flu shots, if you want to hear them.
Yep.
Of course.
Let's give some credentials here real quick. You're a PhD in medical research from Dartmouth, am I right?
Yeah, that's about it. Okay. I've got my PhD in biochemistry, and I also went to medical school for 2 years. I was going to become a physician scientist, but I actually made a career change, and now I'm a voice actor. And actually, if you like the sound, I'm coming to you from my home studio here. So
yeah, I was about to say, what a beautiful sound it is.
Yep. And I would like to point out one thing. Whenever you say this, it always kind of leaves me wondering. I bet people wonder about this. You changed because the stress was just not for you, right? Like it was.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had one of the highest board scores in my class, actually. But I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Speaking as someone who does really well on standardized tests, the tests don't mean anything. It's a stressful lifestyle. I didn't want to do it anymore. It was already kind of getting to me. And so I left of my own accord. So, yeah.
So your thoughts?
Okay. So the thing about flu vaccines is, like, why, if they were so great, if they were so helpful, why do they have to push them so hard? And when I say they, it's kind of nebulous, but I mean, like, the public health people, employers are now kind of like forcing their employees to get flu shots and sort of making it into this, like, well, they almost talk about it the way they talk about, well, you should get your vaccine. And people get these stickers, like, I got vaccinated. And it almost reminds me of those stickers that say, I voted, you know?
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress, right?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say that, but I mean, it makes total sense. It's like, if these were such great things, why do they have to push them so hard on people and threaten people's jobs, you know, if they don't get a flu vaccine?
Isn't
and when
it,
you actually look at the
anytime that they're sort of implementing some new public policy, is there's a push for it and that kind of thing. I mean, I don't know that they're ever going, like, a flu vaccine is sort of a different concept than other vaccines. You're never going to eradicate influenza.
No. And actually, if you look at the statistics of how effective flu vaccines are, it's abysmal.
Yeah.
There's something in medicine called the number needed to treat. So that's basically how many flu shots would we need to give out to prevent one case of the flu? And it's on the order of like 100. Like, you have to give out 100 flu vaccines to prevent one case of the flu. It varies from year to year. But if you think of, well, a flu shot is maybe 30 to 60% effective at
23 this year, from what I saw.
Oh, that's worse than usual. So, yeah, I mean, it can be that low. So even if you get the vaccine, odds are you're not going to be protected from catching the flu. And you might also experience the negative side effects of the vaccine, if it has any. And also, like, what's the likelihood that you would actually get the flu or get exposed to it, right? It's only a few percent a year, probably depending on a lot of factors, like how many people you come in contact with at work and stuff like that. So in a cost-benefit analysis, for most people, it's just not worth it, especially if they're concerned about allergies or if they're concerned about maybe the ingredients or stuff that might be contaminating the flu vaccine. Sometimes the vaccines are produced like in eggs, and people can be allergic to eggs, and it can cause horrible reactions. There can be other viruses that contaminate the flu vaccine.
Because oftentimes they just, like, they'll talk about the flu vaccine, and they'll talk about the benefit of, you know, well, either you get it, either it helps you or it doesn't help you. So it makes perfectly good sense, if it doesn't affect you, to just go ahead and get the shot, right? Like, you pay a few bucks, you're either protected or you're not
protected.
You can
get it for free at some places.
Right.
Grocery stores have these campaigns.
Yeah.
Get your flu shot for free.
And did you hear that point I made before about, I mean, nothing's free? What's the catch? I mean,
yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think the government subsidizes it. And I don't know why they would want everybody to get them, maybe to help their buddies in the pharma industry.
Dr. Murphy, can you hold on for a moment?
Sure.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. Talking about vaccines tonight on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less. Like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles for an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. I'm not going to give the numbers because I just don't think we can squeeze anybody else in. But
Stephanie's here.
Do my very best to get everybody who is on, as it were. So, it's Mark with you.
And Lauren.
Real quick, if you like what Free Talk Live does, and what Free Talk Live does is something different than, well, any other organization around, because Free Talk Live brings the message of liberty to more than 100 radio stations, more than 150 radio stations across the country. These are regular FCC licensed radio stations that are otherwise airing, you know, conservative talk or liberal talk. And Free Talk Live brings the message of liberty. And that is, if that's worth something to you, you want to spread that and find us on more stations and more different listening venues. Then join our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's not giving us money. It's not giving money to Ian or I or any of the co-hosts. It's only about using, we only use that money to advertise, market, or promote Free Talk Live in some other manner to get more
and
ears.
To pay for Objectivist Girl to come on.
I would. You'd love to have a nice big check.
I would. I think I've earned it.
855 450 free. Let's go back to Dr. Stephanie Murphy. We were talking about vaccines here. There's a situation where a foster child in Washington State may be taken away from a family if they all don't get the flu vaccine. Dr. Murphy?
I think that situation is really like an issue of power and dominance. It's like you will walk off the edge of this cliff if we tell you to, just blindly. And what they really don't like is that the mom is going against the grain or disobeying, I think.
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, obviously, it's difficult. It's got to be difficult to find good foster parents, especially of infants. They're very difficult to take care of. They're a lot of work. You're up several times, oftentimes several times a night, taking care of them. And they're going to take this child, this little girl, out of a home where she's being cared for, all about flu vaccines. And at this point, this year, it's not a particularly effective vaccine anyway.
Yeah, I think the flu is probably like the worst of this child's problems, or the least of this child's problems, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really a threat to her safety. And that's the thing with any vaccine. I think there has to be a cost-benefit analysis that goes on. Like, what is the bug that you're trying to protect yourself from? Is it going to kill you? Is it going to make you really sick? In the case of the flu, for young, healthy people, it's not. And it's actually unlikely that you'll even be exposed to it. And it's unlikely that the vaccine will work. So it seems like kind of a no-brainer that it's not really a good idea to get it. And there's also, like, the HPV vaccine. Lauren, you might be familiar with this because there's
course.
There's a lot of talk about this that goes on in, like, you know, the sex positive world and podcasts of
yes.
people who are polyamorous. And a lot of people like Dan Savage are like, oh, this is the greatest thing. It protects people from cancer and genital warts. But actually, if you look at the vaccine, it only protects against a few strains out of like 50 some odd.
Exactly.
Strains of the disease. And it also, it has like a very high rate of people passing out after they get the vaccine.
What's you have the big to get, deal about that? A little passing
well,
out?
If they're driving home after they get it, that could be very dangerous. And, you know, there's other people who allege there's like neurological things that happen to people. I don't know about those claims, but it definitely, it's right there in the documentation of the vaccine's own manufacturer that it does have a higher rate of people passing out after they receive it. You have to get three doses. They're all very expensive. Insurance doesn't cover it unless you're younger than 26 years old. And by the way, if you get HPV, it's not going to kill you, especially if you get regular checkups if you're a woman.
And isn't it like two-thirds of Americans have HPV?
Of some strain. And yeah, most people, their body clears it on their own, especially if you have a healthy immune system. And I mean, you're fine. It's very, very, very unlikely to kill you. And it's unlikely to even protect you. The vaccine is unlikely to protect you from anything that's really going to impact your life. So that's another one. I don't feel like for me anyway, it's not worth getting. For you, maybe it's different, but
yeah. I think another really important point to make is not even whether it's effective or not. It's that these agents are getting involved in these families' lives. And, I mean, think about all of those other things that exist in the home that are more imminent danger to children than flu. Yeah, than the flu. And so,
yeah.
You know, what are they going to do next? I mean, we have to stop this. This is not something that can be accepted. Whether people should be getting the flu vaccine or not is not even the primary debate. It's that force and allowing force to be the agent by which we quote-unquote protect people is going to limit our society in a way that's so incredibly significant and much worse than any flu.
Stephanie, do you have anything else you want to discuss?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'll let you guys get to some other calls. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Greatly, actually.
He's amazing.
Let's go to Nathan here. Nathan calling in from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathan, can you hear me now?
I believe so.
Okay, what's on your mind?
A lot of things, but I wanted to ask you if on your farm, you said you raise pigs and not chickens. Correct.
Yes, I have. Well, I raise pigs during the summer months. That's the nice thing about having pigs is you get them in the spring and they go to heaven in the wintertime.
Well, is there a particular reason you don't like chickens? Are they too troublesome to breed, or is
chickens,
there some other reason?
Yeah, so here's my sexist joke on chickens and pigs. So pigs are like a girlfriend. Chickens are like a wife. Once you have chickens, you're going to you've got them every single day. There's feeding, there's egg collecting, there's everything that goes into the care of you know, the animal husbandry. You're trying to get them to lay. You're trying to constantly get them to lay in the right spots. They have have to, you're trying to get them to breed. You want them to protect the eggs when the hen's getting broody. All these things, and it just never ends. Once you get them, you got them, and that's it. Whereas with a pig, you buy some you should always get more than one pig because they're social animals and they need to have a little company. But you buy your spring pigs in the spring. You try to get them as early as you can. That way they'll be nice and big when you take care of them in October, November, December, depending on what time of year you want to do them. And then you've got the winter months. I took care of my pigs on December the 14th. They went to heaven, and I won't have to worry about pigs again until sometime in April.
Well, there was a recent episode of the Survival Podcast where Jack Spirko was talking about the benefits of raising ducks versus chickens.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you'd ever considered that or thought about maybe doing something like that.
No, there's people that raise ducks and chickens and all those things in my immediate vicinity. My wife can get that stuff. For one, I have sort of a limited palate. I don't want to eat anything I consider weird. So I don't eat lamb. I don't eat duck. I will eat.
Well, that's a subjective word.
Yes,
weird.
It is. Certainly. But preferences are subjective.
Yeah, but health is not.
There are some more objective traits of ducks, like they give more meat. Yep. And they like the cold and rain. And
see,
he talks about them in, I think, podcast episode 1493. So if anyone's interested in the adventures in ducks, they can go download that. But he makes it sound like they give more meat. They give more meat and might be easier. I'm not sure about that.
Well, there you go. A lot of times when you're raising your own poultry, you're going to want to do more stews and things where the meat is sort of cooked in, soups and stews and things like that. It just tends to work better. Many times when you're talking about chicken or duck off the bone, when you get a farm-raised stuff, it's just not what we've gotten used to with the chickens that never get to move. They fall off the bone tender for a reason. They never had a chance to move.
Well,
now I want ribs.
I've never actually. Sorry, what, Lauren?
Now I want some ribs. This is just not even. We have to talk about food, really. Well, I'm on the air and can't go get food.
Yeah,
I want ribs
more minutes.
So bad. No, but then I'm going
to
sing a song
like,
with Derek J.
There you go.
You have to be like Daryl and Ian and bring your food before the show starts.
So. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it. Let's go to Daryl. Speaking of Daryl, calling in from Austin. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, talking about the vaccinations. There's a lady, she wrote an article, and I can't remember where I read it, that she was not vaccinated. Because she was not vaccinated, she got certain ailments that really did a number on her.
Uh-huh.
Because of that, she now vaccinates her own kids.
Okay.
You know, I thought it was kind of an interesting article.
It's the other side of it, right?
She was honest about what she went through.
Yeah.
She wasn't talking about flu vaccines. That thing's a little different. Sometimes I get them, sometimes I don't. So.
Yes, they are different. I agree.
Yeah, pretty much you can get everybody to agree that this flu shot is different than other vaccines. I'm sort of surprised about Pendulette's stance on the flu vaccine. But,
yeah, so was I. Everything else I was fine with. I agree with him on. It's the flu that I didn't.
I don't get a flu vaccine unless one of my kids gets it. And I was like, yeah, I'll get it just in case.
Yeah. But, well, Daryl, I appreciate you letting us know about it. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh.
You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And Lauren, your website?
Facebook.com/Lauren Rumpler Productions.
Indeed. And go get past shows at archives.freetalklive.com. Thanks so much. Drive safe.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely in glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely in glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Kay Oliver is part of the Twayambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja Market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.